A young scientist struggling with his experiments suddenly comes up with some startling results. A colleague is suspicious. Are the data too good to be true? Allegra Goodman's new novel, Intuition, explores the tense relations between researchers in a cancer lab and the professional passions that drive them. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca spoke to Allegra Goodman about her book.
I've worked in a research lab, and I think you've done a remarkably accurate portrait of what it's like to work in one. What drew you to this subject?
I was drawn to the subject in part by jealousy, because I'm a writer who works alone. And my husband is a computer scientist who worked with other people. And my sister's an oncologist. My brother-in-law is a computational biologist. And all of the scientists in my life are always bouncing ideas off of one another and collaborating with each other. And I got fascinated by the idea of collaborative work relationships. And I decided to focus on a biological research lab.
But it's interesting because you pointed your lens at something which people assume is uncommon, which is scientific misconduct. Why that direction?
Well, you know, it's funny. I could say that just as a scientist often studies the organism in crisis or the diseased organism in order to study the actual structure of the cell, you know, so I studied a lab in crisis in which one person accuses another of misconduct, of fraud, fraudulent results. I became very interested in those issues of trust and doubt and betrayal in this book.
So basically, the book revolves around a character named Cliff, who's a postdoc working in a lab,
yes.
and he's come up with a virus that seems to be curing mice of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And the controversy starts when another postdoc, whom he used to date or was dating, sees his work and thinks he's done something fraudulent. Is that right?
That's right. She thinks that his results are too good to be true. She begins to doubt him.
But my question is, he did get results. I mean, in your novel, Cliff actually
yes.
does cure mice, or seems to. Their tumors go away because of this virus
yes.
that he's created. So he's done something, and yet he's also done something wrong, it seems.
Yes. I think the issue is that he gets some excellent results, but that they are not as dramatic as he makes them appear in his publication. So it's sort of a question of which data he selected.
Is it your intention to talk about the enthusiasm with which the lab directors embrace, or at least one of them embraces the work and carries it forward and uses it to get grant money and builds his career on it? Because that's a big part of the book as well.
Yes, the two lab directors are major characters. One, Sandy Glass, is this ebullient optimist, this oncologist. And the other, Marion Mendelsohn, is much more cautious, much more meticulous, much more doubtful. And Sandy gets very excited about these results because he sees the possibilities for new grants, new funding, which the lab desperately needs. And Marion begins to go along for the ride with him. And one of the things that I was really interested in looking into was the difficulty of funding of science and, you know, how expensive it is and the desperate need for money, and which creates a climate of pressure which is ripe for the tweaking of data.
But that's interesting because you're saying, okay, scientists need to show results so they can get funded. But in a sense, if Cliff did something to his data, he was doing it not to earn research grants. He was doing it because his career was stuck and he wanted to get something famous. He wanted to do something famous in his career, something successful anyway.
That's absolutely right. You know, but he had a slightly different motive perhaps than Sandy Glass, the PI in the lab.
PI is the name that the head of the lab usually gets. It means, it stands for principal investigator, but it's just the head of the lab essentially.
That's right. And that's one of the interesting things about exploring a network of people like this, a family, if you will, a professional family in the laboratory, that they're different characters in different generations. We have the older generation, the parental generation of the PIs, and the postdocs, who are like their children in some ways. And they don't necessarily have the same motives. And the thing that I felt that I could do in addressing sort of issues of allegations of fraud and all of this as a novelist is to write about it from the inside of people's heads, to write about motivations and emotions in a way that, you know, journalists can't or shouldn't
right.
do.
Right. You really do give a sense of the passion that scientists bring to their research.
I am completely fascinated by that kind of dedication that would lead somebody to spend those years and years of training in a scientific field, in a biological field. Scientists in graduate school and in their postdoctoral work are in this almost medieval kind of guild situation in which they're not that young. You know, many of them, the postdocs are in their 30s. Robin is pushing 40 in my book. And they are very much the journeyman scientists working for their masters and trying so hard to create that masterpiece or that original piece of work that will allow them to earn membership in the guild and set up shop, you know, put out their shingle for their own lab someday. And that kind of dedication, that kind of feudal medieval system just fascinated me that it could go on within this sort of big open society that we seemingly have.
Yeah.
You have to be pretty driven, pretty dedicated, and pretty passionate.
So were there victims in the novel? Robin doesn't seem to turn out the whistleblower, as it were, doesn't seem to turn out to me as well as Cliff does in terms of having a future.
Mm. Well, I probably shouldn't say too much to give away the ending, but I think that I could say that everybody in this book is seriously affected by what happens, and that if my book starts out as a book about a professional family, it shows what happens when that family blows up. And the partnership between the two principal investigators, Marion and Sandy, which is in many ways like a professional marriage in terms of their bond with each other, is irrevocably changed.
Allegra Goodman is a novelist in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Her latest book is Intuition by Dial Press. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
And that was NPR's science correspondent, Joe Palca. You don't have to use your intuition to pick the right summer books. There's a growing library of excerpts and reading recommendations at npr.org, including a selection from Allegra Goodman's novel.